front of Fingerada and Not Usual Glorious, and Rolls, he loves his home track. Home goes Rolls, a length and a half to Fingerada. Flossing came from the clouds to grab third off Not Usual Glorious.
Well, Rick Mack, I think, loves Rolls almost as much as Matty Raymond does, listening to that call, and Matty joins us this morning. Matty, congratulations, well done.
Thank you very much, guys.
Is that possible, Matty, that Rick could love Rolls more than you?
I think he's the perfect example of the bull, tough, honest horses, love wet ground. So he's probably one of Rick's picks.
Well, and he didn't get that yesterday because it wasn't wet. So what were your expectations heading into yesterday?
Oh, I don't think he needs necessarily a wet track. He just needs genuine cut net, which, I mean, the track raced so well yesterday. All the track staff at Warrnambool and the guys down there have done a magnificent job. Obviously, they haven't had the weather that we normally get, and you have to do a bit more work, but it's been prepared perfectly. I'm not going to complain. We obviously were able to get some results on it, and I'm looking forward to the next couple of days.
He still entered tomorrow, so how's he come through the run yesterday?
Fantastic. We're down at the beach with him now. Just he ate up overnight, had a good wade in the water here this morning. So at this stage, I'm happy with him. Obviously, want to see him eat up kind of the next 12, 24 hours and bright and happy. But at this stage, I'm quite happy.
Was that always your plan, Matty, to do the two runs in 3 days and back up in the cup?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was successful doing that last year. Yeah, the same preparation last year leading into the cup as what he did this year. Obviously, up in grade a little bit, just with his rating having lifted. But I was confident we had him going into this year's carnival as good as what we did last year.
You don't see horses do it very often anymore anyway, Matty. Do you need a certain type of horse to be able to, do something like that and get them back to the races within 48 hours? Do they have to be, as you described him before, a pretty tough horse?
Oh, absolutely. They've got to be tough and hardy. They've got to, want to eat up, enjoy their work, which Rolls certainly does. He has a great work ethic. He really likes racing. He likes getting out and doing things, which makes my job a lot easier. But if you got the right horse to do it with, I think it's a good way to go about things.
You haven't got any trips planned between now and tomorrow, have you?
Nah, we'll just be down at the beach, using the waters down here for recovery, and that'll be us to be at home, tucked up, wrapped in cotton wool.
So explain to the listeners last year when you had the biggest win of your career what you were doing.
On my way to the airport, we had a wedding in Spain, a family wedding that we couldn't miss out on. We're about halfway between Warrnambool and Mortlake when the cup was on, trying to get service to watch a race, and made the drive to Melbourne a lot quicker.
Oh, well, hopefully you can experience it on course tomorrow, and it'll be even sweeter, Matty. You, I guess, put yourself in that position. Have you looked forward and thought about what that would be like to potentially win the Warrnambool Cup tomorrow?
It's super exciting. I feel like there's a little bit of pressure off. Everyone wants to get a winner over the carnival. We're able to get one on day one, but it probably just gives me a bit more confidence leading into tomorrow. And I know he's obviously performing well. The track conditions are going to suit him, and he's got that extra run under his belt to run out a strong 23.50 tomorrow.
What about your chances today, Matty? You've got Keepy's Bro, who goes around in race number 5.
I actually like this horse. I think he's got good ability. He's still quite green and raw. He's only had the one start. He did a little bit wrong. But I think up in trip today will suit him. He's drawn a nice gate as well. If he gets the right run and does everything right, he'll be competitive.
He's a $16 chance, so are you telling the punters to have a little something each way?
Yeah, like I said, he's got to have things go his way a little bit and handle the pressure of what is a big meeting. But I do like the horse, and I think, if things go his way, he could run a cheeky place.
Well, I thought Home Rule had a great chance in the Wongoon, but you've decided to scratch him from this afternoon's feature and take on an easier race tomorrow. Is that partly because it's not as wet as maybe you would have hoped for Home Rule?
Oh, I just threw So Ride today. Here's a horse that's best suited on speed. Obviously, it's a red hot race. There's a lot of speed in the race and a very competitive race. So I think from the right wide draw, it made it very tricky for him. He's drawn a bit wide tomorrow, but a much easier and smaller field. And I thought I'd much rather go into tomorrow confident, knowing we'll get a pretty good run and be really competitive than needing a bit of luck on our side if we had a good one today.
And your other runner today as well in contention from a market point of view is Kamali, third favourite in the second last, second up today. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I like this horse. He was probably ridden a little bit messy first up and obviously only 1,300. He'll be suited up to 1,700. He's won over 1,700 at Warrnambool. He'll appreciate the track conditions and he's drawn well. So I think he'll run a good race today and I'm looking forward to him.
Well, for those who love following your stable, they've had a great day one. What's the plan of attack today, do you think, from a punting perspective?
I like Kamali today.
All right, we'll take heed of that after what Rolls did yesterday. And fingers crossed we get to see him back defending his title tomorrow. Well done yesterday, Matty.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Matty Raymond joining us here.